Well, the Challenger expedition was a Royal Society sponsored expedition, though it didn't come out of the core of the Royal Society. It came out of two or three key members of council of the Royal Society who were very interested in what was then called deep sea sounding and what we now would call oceanography, although they hadn't used that word because the subject didn't exist. That's what Challenger produced, oceanography as a branch of science. But the Royal Society convinced, through the channels that I've just mentioned, in particular through the relationship between the Royal Society Council and the Admiralty, that it was time that the oceans became subjects for scientific study, not just the surface. Okay, and there were various questions which nobody had answers to. One of which was there life at the bottom of the sea? It was believed by many people that life stopped at a couple of hundred fathoms, and below that, it was dark and empty. There were other questions about the salinity of the sea. What is salt water composed of? Nobody had ever answered that question. And what does the bottom of the sea look like? Now, the last question is very important because at that time, the North Atlantic was being considered to put the transatlantic cable in. So they had to know what the bottom of the sea was. It mud? Did they have mountains and valleys just like the Earth did on land? Was it flat? You know, what did it look like? Because this would affect how you would lay a cable. So the interests of cabling, sounding, water, currents, all of these things coalesced in the late 1860s, early 1870s. And the Royal Society took the lead on this and convinced the Admiralty to put up a ship and to pay for it, which was quite unusual.